The state's two largest public sector labor unions have voted for a 2-year contract that will eliminate a requirement all employees pay union fees, even if they're not members. In exchange, employees will get a 6% pay increase spread out over the next 2 years. The vote is being touted as a big win for Republican Governor LePage, who has repeatedly tried to eliminate those fees, known as fair share, since he first became governor. But the union decision may have anticipated an expected court ruling against fair share fees. Steve Mistler has more on the story.
The unions have surrendered a key provision that they and their counterparts across the country have long fought to protect in state legislatures, the right to collect fees from non-union members. The fees are important because unions are legally required to represent all employees in contract negotiations and labor disputes, both of which are costly. But the elimination of fair share may have been inevitable, and soon more permanent.
I think what is going on in the background of every discussion about agency fee payments for public sector unions right now is a looming case coming out of the Seventh Circuit.
Joseph Slater is a professor of law at the University of Toledo, who specializes in labor unions and labor law. Slater cites a case in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Illinois called Janus versus AFSCME 31. The case could soon make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And if it does, Slater and others believe the public sector union's ability to collect fair share fees could soon come to an end. Mark Mix is president of the National Right to Work Committee, a national conservative group pushing to eliminate fair share fees across the country. He released a video statement on Thursday that made it clear he's anticipating a big win in the Janus case.
2017 may be the last Labor Day that teachers, police officers, firefighters, and millions of other government employees are forced by law to fund union activities as a condition of working for their own government.
Last year, the Supreme Court deadlocked on a similar case that could have made fair share fees unconstitutional. But that tie came shortly after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, thanks to the election of President Donald Trump, there's a new conservative judge on the bench, Neil Gorsuch. And for Slater, that means the elimination of fair share fees nationwide feels inevitable.
One anticipates, and I think most people think it's a very strong possibility, that fair share agreements will all be illegal as a matter of constitutional law soon anyway, then you might as well try to trade off what you can't really have for very long for something more concrete, like a pay raise.
In other words, Slater says negotiators for Maine's public sector unions may have been anticipating the constitutional defeat of fair share fees and then used them as a bargaining chip to get employees a pay raise while they still could. Nonetheless, the elimination of fair share fees is a big win for LePage, as it will be for conservative activists if the Supreme Court strikes them down. As Slater points out, conservatives have long fought to kill fair share because doing so in so-called right-to-work states has been shown to weaken union membership and, by extension, a political force that favors Democrats. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Mistler.